I found out I was speaking this morning, and so that's okay. It's a wonder of technology. I've got all my notes along, and so it's good. If you have your Bible, Psalm 103 is kind of where we're going to get started. And one thing I've been thinking about, I heard a bit of a TED Talk, and it was along the lines of it was from a monk. Someone who's actually from the Catholic tradition, but his thought was, you know what? We often, and it's true of all people, things go good for us, and it's pretty easy to be thankful. We talked about blessing in the land of plant that is plentiful, right? And he says, and then things don't go so well for us, and we get grumpy. And so we're going up on these waves, up and down, grumpy, thankful, grumpy, thankful, grumpy, thankful. What keeps us on a little bit better steady line? Like if we're at a certain water level, the water comes over our heads and we can hardly breathe. Next time we're in the sunshine and the sun's shining down our shoulders and it's all good. Well, maybe we can get a boat.
Okay.
So it's going up and down with on top instead of always getting snowed under or getting washed under. Psalm 103 kind of gets us the boat. So let's take a look at that. It says, verse 1, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins. Now these are things that never go away, right? He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. Maybe not in this lifetime, but certainly in the one to come as well. He redeems me from death. He crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Isn't that good? Now, this sets a pretty lofty goal, doesn't it? It says, let all that I am praise the Lord. Right from the top of your head to the end of your toenails, that all that I am praise his holy name. It's really a call for a new direction, because sometimes we're not very praising creatures. It's loaded with thanksgiving, but it's also thanksgiving. The fact is that when we read the words praise and thanksgiving in the Old Testament, they often mean very, very close to the same thing. They come, in fact, from the same root word. So the extent of the call is all-involving. It says, let all that I am. It's an invitation to get your mind, your soul, your body, your emotions into action. What might come to mind is, when I thought about a biblical example, is David dancing before the Lord in front of the whole procession there. Not everybody was happy to see him praising with his whole body, but that is kind of the nature of it. Now, if we kind of get a toe tap out of somebody, sometimes that's enough, or just a yes. Maybe not all the way up, but, some of us can be a little bit more limited in our expression, but that your whole being is involved. I don't know. Maybe when it's winter, you can lay spread eagle on the snow with a smile of joy on your face. Or maybe you're a musician and you can let fly on the keyboard and the cymbals or the fretboard. You singers, you might breathe deep and just let her rip. Maybe sometimes you're in the bin where nobody can hear you, or somewhere in your car, but at least you can do it. To feel blessed with thanksgiving is desirable. Usually praise happens the easiest when we feel blessed. Now, I don't know anyone who doesn't want to feel at least a little blessed. Now, the psalmist is not looking for an out-of-body experience, as if he can go into a trance and come into a situation where he's into another world. Say, no, I live here right now, and I want my whole body to be involved in the praising. And even as you walk, as you run, you say, thank you, Lord, I can do that. Thank you, I can get my whole body involved. Now, inherently, I think we know that thanksgiving is good for the soul. We don't need a clinical psychologist to come in here and tell us that the people who are most thankful are probably a little better off than the most grumpy ones. Find a thankful person, and I bet you found a person full of spiritual and emotional health. And the more that we feel this sense of blessing and internalizing, we make it deep, the more it does good for our bodies, for our souls, and certainly for the people around us too. Now, I don't know if Willie Nelson was much of a philosopher, but he did come up with some good sayings. In fact, he said this. He said, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." Gave his testimony right there. Now, Robert Louis Stevenson, I don't know, do any of you know which book he wrote? Probably not. But if you read Treasure Island, you read his book. Okay. Years ago, maybe. It was popular at one time. But anyway, he had tuberculosis, which is a serious lung disease. You think COVID is bad? Try tuberculosis. Well, they're both bad, okay? But he was asked by a nurse why he remained cheerful even while he was lying in his bed. And he said, "I will never let a row of medicine bottles block my horizon." You can imagine that almost on the windowsill, right? It's not the horizon. There's more beyond even the medicine bottles. Circumstances are uncontrollable. At times, life events happen. Our responsibility is sometimes not to choose the circumstances. Sometimes we can change them. Our responsibility is to choose our response. How am I going to respond to this circumstance? How I'll respond to that circumstance? Because you can bet that in the next year you're going to hit some negative circumstances. How will you respond? That is your choice, my choice. Whether I'm going to grump or praise. It's easy for me to grump, it seems. But I can choose another response. Verse 2 says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me." So here is a bit of the problem. We have memories like sieves. Right? Good stuff happens to us, and we think, "I'm never going to forget that. That was so good." Time goes by, and all of a sudden, it's receded way back into the distance, and we've forgotten. Benefits, even God's benefits, are forgettable. So David urges himself not to forget. He's admitting he's prone to that. The human truth is we may live for days oblivious to the hundreds and thousands of good things we are experiencing at the given time or that we have experienced. We forgot about them. We can get numb as we lived as privileged people. You know, we see the news and people say how bad it is in this country and how bad it is here and there and how bad it is in this world. You know what? The world has always had difficulties and struggles and trials, and I haven't yet found a perfect country, although there's many, many people who would love to live where we live. Compared to, you know, I just remember Congo when I visited there, and you'd walk the streets there, and you would try to keep out of the sight of the police, because you know that if they saw you, especially if you're white, they would come and try to extort money from you. You know, it was a completely different situation where people did as they saw fit, not according to the rule of law and justice. But still, we can forget the good things we have. It can be difficult to be thankful for a lifetime. I knew an elderly lady who had to experience one of the hard things in life. She had to move from a small home that she loved to a care home that, well, she did not love so much. Not at first, anyway. Now, Martha was never fond of change and never wanted to put on a front. And actually, that was the thing about her that caused many people to think that she was just grumpy, unhappy, and a difficult old soul. But I kind of like Martha, because you could count on her to be honest and transparent. I visited her at the nursing home one day, the nursing home that she did not like very much. And as usual, she began complaining that her kids never came to see her. As usual, I took a look at her guest book, which I knew that her kids wrote in faithfully every time to make sure that they had a record of when they were there so that she couldn't come back on them and say she never visited them. So, yes, they had been there just a couple days ago. She responded, "Just the same, they were a neglectful lot and they could do better." So I did the gentle pastoral thing. I told her if this she gripes and complains to them the way she does to me, I could see why they wouldn't want to come to see her. She stopped for a moment in her stuttering way and said, "Well, I never thought of that." I think it sometimes takes a grump to deal with a grump. Another time along a similar vein, Martha was having a hard time accepting the place she was in. I told her that I had carefully selected a scriptures passage that I thought might nudge her in a better direction. So I read the one from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." She paused a moment. She looked down. She looked me in the eye and says, "Well, you would have to choose the hardest verse in the Bible." That's what I liked about Martha, right? She's totally honest, and she was pretty clever, too, in some ways. And she did make some progress in the months and weeks and ahead, and it was good to see, you know? But there's hope for everybody. I like the way John Piper paraphrases the self-prodding going on in Psalm 103. He says, "Come on, soul, where are you? Why do you sleep before this God? Why are you dull and sluggish? Wake up. Look what God has done. Look what he is like." It's a call to discipline for our slothful souls. Thanksgiving doesn't have to be the hardest activity in the Bible. And you know, sometimes, you know, we're kind of reluctant on a human level to say thank you to people nearby. You know, even from the time you're like a three-year-old, say thank you for that. There's no way they're going to say thank you for that. They already got it. Right? And then we say, "Well, if you don't say thank you for this, I'm going to take it back." Well, you know, now it's all about... I think it's a sense that sometimes we're giving away power of some kind when we're saying thank you. We're saying that, you know, you put out for me, and now I received, and I wouldn't necessarily have received that without your energy and your strength and your resources. And so it's an admission that we're less than fully independent. You know, I don't always thank my wife every time she does the laundry, and I sometimes open the door and think, "Oh, look, it's full again." And it wasn't before, and I'm thankful for it, but I don't always thank her for it. And so thank you. There, that'll be good for a year. You know, just 101, you know, mowing, vacuuming, sweeping, or whatever the case is, you know, that we've got people around us that help us out. Why don't we say thank you more? I don't know. Maybe we're grumpy and independent. Don't just forget God's benefits. Forget the benefits that he showers you through the people around you. That's my challenge. Blessings are forgettable. Thanksgiving is sometimes difficult. So sometimes we need some kind of brain electronic reminders or something to say, message to self, be thankful today. You know, thanks for getting you that water. That should help. That's good. It's hard when you cough and can't get that out. Yeah. So thank you for, Lord, for everything, you know, that we had strength to get here. Thank you for the clothes we were able to wear. Thank you for the closets full of them. Thank you for the food that holds to the houses that have the closets. Thank you for the heat that runs in our houses to keep us warm in these challenging Saskatchewan winters. Day after day, we have milk and honey. You know, we live in a land of milk and honey, that biblical thing. You know, milk is the kind of the essentials. Honey is the extras. We have so much honey. It's crazy. When I read this story, it kind of stuck with me. Dan Friesen of Reedley, California wrote, "I had a chance to stay in the home of Roland Wiens, a missionary in our conference. We were poor in those Depression days, but they were truly poor. During those days, there was a sale in their community. Roland bought an old water kettle for 65 cents. I knew how badly they needed it. That night at devotions, Roland humbly thanked the Lord that he'd been able to buy that old kettle." So what might that kettle be worth today? I don't know. Maybe $24.99 at Walmart? Or $25.99 at Canadian Tire? I don't know. Yeah. But when we sit down, and Lord, thank you that I could buy that. For some of it, it's almost just a passing thought. Well, I just needed one. I got it. That's how rich we are. We've forgotten some of the difficulties of life. And some people, they're so thankful for a pot that they can cook in. They're thankful they found enough fuel to warm it up. You know, I think some days, you know, what if I only had what I was thankful for on the previous day? What would happen if I woke up and the only things I had was the things I was thankful for the previous day? Well, that'd be embarrassing walking around without clothes, you know? I'd not even have a car to go anywhere. All of a sudden, my bed would be gone. Try sleeping on the floor and I'd make me thankful for my bed. I don't know when I last said thanks for my bed, you know? And then the hundreds of spiritual blessings that we have, right? Forgiveness of sins, that mercy in our from our transgressions, you know, strength to carry on when we had no strength left. Healing from all, we read them earlier. Wow. So, you know, sometimes we need these reminders. Maybe a bookend at the end of the day, just the last thoughts you have in at your sleep instead of, oh no, what's going to happen tomorrow and how am I going to get through that and what's going to happen and we get worried. Maybe we should just pause to be thankful for the day that we had and for the things that we were able to experience that day. A little discipline. And maybe even wake up with a thought, maybe what am I going to be thankful for today? It's a great opportunity we have to grow. Verse 3, "He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death. He crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things." List, 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 list. That's what Psalmist is doing, isn't he? Saying, Lord, you've given me all these things. I'm going to list them. Sometimes if you journal or maybe if you don't, take time to write things down and say, oh, you know, that list is getting pretty long if I really look at it. Those things never disappear, the things that God has given us. You may be poor, lonely, and sick, but no one can take away the fact that you are God's beloved. We may lose family and friends, but we always have some blessing from God. I knew another delightful elderly lady in a nursing home. You can learn a lot from these folks. And I learned lots there because people experience the result of a lifetime of habits. She always says something like this: "I have 5 things to be thankful for. I can walk, I can see, I can talk, I can think, I can eat." Bam! One day, I came in, and I knew I could see a walker there. And in fact, the walker didn't even work. She was in a wheelchair. So I thought, okay, now she has 4 things to be thankful for. And I asked her, "So, how's it going? She says, I have five things to be thankful for. I can hear, I can see, I can think, I can eat, and I can talk to you, or something like that. I don't know what the fifth, I can't remember all five things, but he had replaced it with something she could list on her hand really quick. I thought, there's some lesson in that, that we always have one more thing to replace something that's gone. It's a proclamation. And you know, the other side of Thanksgiving is giving. Some of you just gave here, and there's, oh, let's give somewhere else, or whatever the case is, you have your places. And it's a way of saying, you know what? I have so much, I can give some away. Isn't that amazing? And when every time that you're giving some away, you're saying, you know what? I have more than enough. And it's a way of saying thank you. So that's a really, really powerful proclamation right there. We have received, therefore we have something to give. So when receiving, be grateful, and when giving, be generous. Those are the ways that we proclaim thanksgiving. Well, let's just pop over to verse 20. It says that David was not content just to let explosion of praise rest with him alone. He says, praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Verse 21, praise the Lord, all his heavenly host, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord. Oh my, did he say praise the Lord enough here? I think maybe, according to him, he was just happy to keep it going. Just keep it going. Yeah, it reminds me of my grandson. We were at the Ferris wheel at the thing in Kinsman Park or something. He came around. I just say, tell the guy at the bottom, good job. And so, because he's coming around, he happens to be standing on the seat, which is not supposed to, but he's, anyway, says, good job, keep it going. So I thought that was a pretty good thing to say, you know, just, we've got this thing, we, you know, even as we're thankful, good job, but just, let's just keep it going. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Maybe there's some crevices and dry spots in our souls that need some water. And that's a way to bring it in a dry and weary land. Sometimes our souls reflect that. So it can be difficult because things are busy. It can be difficult because things, the circumstances arise. It can be difficult because we're so independent. And it could be difficult because we forget. So if we can start to counter those things, well, then there's some hope for us. That we're going to keep remembering to praise the Lord in all circumstances. And where you have this relationship with a bountiful God, he's got a storehouse of blessings that he's just continually throwing upon you and upon us, and we can all praise together. We can declare that our storehouse is full and spilling over so that we have more than enough to even to share with a hurting world. So God bless you, and praise the Lord with all that we are. Amen.